Ken Demers in the control room just pointed out that I shall go down in history as having delivered the final CFRB newscast in mono. Everything you hear after this will be broadcast in stereo. So here we go with a monaural weather forecast for Southern Ontario. Cloudy periods this morning, mainly sunny this afternoon. Sun will set this evening at 16 minutes to 9. The barometer begins from the west, southwest. The temperature outside 72 Fahrenheit. Charles Deering is on vacation. My name is Bill Walker. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, Mono.
Bill Walker with the news and his comments was brought to you by the Becker Milk Company. Pick up your Becker's Extra Savings book today. You'll find valuable free coupons and over $7 worth of CNE Midway tickets. Only $5.25.
If I were a rich man.
The musical of musicals, the incomparable Fiddler on the Roof.
Seconds from 10 minutes past 10, and rather significant, CFRB 1010, as of this minute, goes stereo. Every broadcast that you hear from now on will be coming out of our transmitter in AM stereo, and the first broadcast you're going to hear is the Bob Rutina Show.
Thank you, Wally, and good morning, everyone. And you're probably not listening to us in stereo, and it's hard to say exactly what you will hear, except for perhaps a crisper, cleaner sound. But it's interesting, Wally, that the history of the station is almost tied up in the sense of what's happening today.
Well, why don't we get John Sprague? John's our program director, and he's going to explain what stereo is all about. But I thought it is rather significant that when CFRB went on the air 57 and a half years ago, in February of 1927, Ted Rogers was the person who invented the batteryless radio, and hence CFRB. And in those days, there weren't enough radios around, and so they built a radio station to sell radio sets. And we're kind of doing the same thing here in advance of ourselves, in that we are introducing stereo AM, which means that there are not many people out there with AM stereo sets, and they will become more reasonable. They're rather expensive to buy right now because there's something brand new on the market. But the mere fact that we're involved in this, I find it a very exciting day in the history of CFRB.
I guess there have been a few things, major technological changes throughout your career here, Wally. What, 37 years now?
Well, we started off at 840 on the dial, and that was quite something to move over from 840, which was a clear channel station, which the CBC, thank you very much, took away from us and gave us 1010. However, we've survived very nicely. Yeah. Is John going to come in here? We're going to listen to a little more music. This is the music you're going to hear in stereo on CFRB AM stereo.
Entertainment, and this is entertainment in AM stereo. CFRB now broadcasting in AM stereo, and Wally Crowder is with me in the studio, as well as John Sprague, as we get this new technology going. And it's kind of interesting that it wasn't so long ago, Wally, they said that it couldn't be done. Like, how are you going to broadcast AM stereo?
No. Well, they've been experimenting with it for years and years and years, and I don't know how it's done. I don't know the technical end of it, but it's fabulous that it's here. But you know something? This costs a lot of money. So why do we start paying for it right now? Let's have our first commercial in stereo.
What does a construction site like this have to do with Tremclad rust paint? Plenty.
because Tremclad isn't just Canada's...
Dad, thanks. You paid in my little...
Well, there it is. Our first commercial in AM stereo. And there are a lot of people around who have AM stereo radio. It's interesting, Wally. I got a letter once when I started here at CFRB.
Well, you get more.
Yeah, that's the last one I got. It was from the finance company. Glad to know where you are now. No, but there are people who tape record historic moments in radio, and I think it was from Galveston, Texas, and they sent for an air check and keep that. So I imagine a few of the fans will be putting our first few minutes down for posterity.
There's another little bit of history before we call in John. You see this thing? What do you call this thing? Is this a lectern? Would you say it's a lectern? In the old days, we're broadcasting, and we found that when we were talking, and if you talk down into the table like this, you get a reflection off the table. So we decided to have something like this. I said, well, can I have something like a lectern where we can put the copy up here, and you're talking up into the microphone instead of down at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so a fellow by the name of Dick Solway, who was in our engineering department, he said, I can make something. This is history, folks. We still have this. Unfortunately, Dick is not with us. He had a tragic car accident. But we still have this. So in all the new, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment, we've got a little thing here that probably cost Dick Solway maybe 45 cents to make. So, Richard, you're with us. I think maybe we should have John come in and explain what stereo is all about. John, would you? John's our program director here. And if you could... it's an exciting day for you, too, John. Tell us what stereo is all about. And do you know how many sets we have in this area, for instance?
I can't tell you how many were sold. Sony, I can tell you, are the one manufacturer with home model sets. They're the only ones on the market now. They have two sets. One is a table model with headphones. It's portable. The other one is the Walkman. That's almost becoming a generic term, but it is a Walkman type with AM stereo. The price is, you'd have to go to, there are about 60 dealers selling Sony. I would advise anyone who wants to listen to CFRB in stereo today to go to an electronics dealer who is selling Sony and ask to hear CFRB on an AM stereo radio. I'll be wrong if I quote you a price, but I think the large model will be in the range of $150 to between there and $200, and the small Walkman will be somewhere around the $100 range. So there is one car radio on the market now. We have the first three, the prototypes, Sansui, Cromer radio on Bathurst to put ours in. Anybody who sells Sansui can tell you about that one. There is, I understand, and Bruce Dingwall and I will be on Stahl's program tonight, and Bruce is the chief technician who installed the stereo here under Clive Eastwood, our vice president in engineering. He can explain all the technical terms, but in fact, stereo, there are five systems for broadcasting AM stereo, unlike FM, and there is about a 29-cent chip involved in this whole thing, and the Japanese or somebody, I hope it's the North Americans, will come out with this chip. And we hope very, very quickly, the way technology advances now, that there'll be more radios on the market. 20 years ago, there was no FM stereo to speak of, and now everybody has FM stereo. So we hope within a very, very short time, everybody will be able to buy an inexpensive AM stereo radio.
I think there's one thing, too, we should point out to those of you who do not have stereo, that apparently this new transmission we have is actually giving a clearer, brighter sound. Is that right, Clive?
Oh, yeah. I have a stereo car radio, and I've been testing it for a year. And as most people know, we've been very quietly testing AM stereo for a year on Starlight Serenade only. And the light comes on in my radio that says CFRB is transmitting in stereo. And we sound better in monaural. So on your ordinary radio, you should be getting a nicer signal right now than you're getting before we went stereo. The other thing is that stereo, the greatest reflection of stereo, of course, is in music.
Mm-hmm.
You don't buy a $185 radio with respect to hear voice. You buy it to hear the music.
Yeah. I thought people would want to hear which side of the table Bill was on
I had a call this morning. I had a call this morning. The guy said, now you're going stereo. He said, if I don't want to hear Stevenson, can I cut him off? I said, certainly. Just turn off the other side here.
The other aspect of the technology involved is that a lot of our music will be coming over on the new CD, as well as the old-fashioned turntables. Mm-hmm. We have the new fashion turntable, mm-hmm. which should enhance the sound.
Mm-hmm. Compact disc is another new advanced technology using laser beams instead of needles. You can buy that for your home now. And that's just another new advanced technology. See, I think Wally made a very interesting statement in that CFRB was a radio station that was put on the air in order to sell radios. Ted Rogers Sr., 60 years ago, decided, I've got this new technology. I've invented a radio, and nobody will buy my radio if you don't have something to put on it. So he won't buy for a radio station. Lord Thompson did that, too, up in Timmins. Now we've gone right around again. Here we're starting again. Very few people out there have stereo radios, but if CFRB doesn't go stereo, then the new technology will never come along.
There's no point in asking for a raise for the next while. I guess everything's pretty well locked up.
Well, we just made $142.50 back with that first commercial, so we're getting there. We'll chip away at it.
Speaking of money, I've got to go over to the bank because the bank manager's waiting for me. he said, be there Monday or else.
All right.
So
tomorrow morning, Wally Carter in stereo.
Bob, good luck.
Thanks for being a part of our
super
changeover.
Thank you.
Wally Carter.